Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Today, I have the pleasure to introduce you to a woman who found her life's purpose in helping women increase their energy and improve their health at any stage in their life. She is also a best-selling author and a master health mentor. Please help me welcome Miss Lori, the Morse.
Like the code.
Morse. Oh, Morse code. Oh, that is pretty cool. Well, welcome. Yeah. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. And thank you for being here to inspire all these women who are ready to find so many different ways and perspectives to break through whatever they're going through, if they're going through something. So please tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah. Well, you used the word maven earlier. Hardly anybody uses that word, and I love that you used it.
Thank you.
Kind of someone who's obsessed with tea, with drinking tea all day. And I had a patient come in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I had this cup of tea, and she said, "Oh, you like tea?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm like a tea slut." And she goes, "No, I would use the word maven." Like, she was so proper, she didn't like that word that I used that word. Anyway, hello, everybody. So I've been practicing Chinese medicine for, I don't know, over 30 years, like 33 years. And I came to Chinese medicine because I was in corporate and it was sucking my soul dry. And, you know, this was also back in the 80s that I was in corporate. So things were a little bit different then. And there was, you know, the equality was not as good as it is today, even though today we still need more equality. And, you know, Absolutely. It was just, it was a man's world. And, you know, I don't know if you guys like hearing the word patriarchy, but in hindsight, it was the abuse of the patriarchy upon women. And I was one of those, recipients of abuse. And, I thought, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I had no idea. Like, I didn't wake up, or get born into a pathway that was going to be so obvious for me, like it is for some people. But I knew that I did want to wake up and enjoy what I did every day. And I would think about, you know, like Mozart and Monet. I would think, guy, they wake up and they write music and they paint and they do something that, you know, feels really inspiring to them. And I thought, how can I find that? One of the things that I have learned over my years is that if I ask a question of my heart and of the universe, then an answer always comes around. And it usually comes by grace. You also use that word. I have a very precious relationship with grace. And, you know, anyway, so I started reading all these books like Do What You Love and The Money Will Follow and What Color Is Your Parachute. And I don't know, I just remember these stacks of books, and I went through them all and I did all the exercises. And what sort of came out of that was it had something to do with health, but I didn't know anything beyond that. I was like, okay, well, now what? So I started reading books on health. I also worked in a health food restaurant, and then I managed women's health clubs, you know, thinking somewhere I'll land or I'll fall into, you know, what it is that I'm supposed to do. And what this is how interesting the breadcrumbs of life is, right? So one of the perks I got as a manager of these health clubs is I would get a massage once a week. And the woman who massaged me, her name was Linda. She was going to acupuncture school, Chinese medicine school. And, you know, I didn't think a thing of it, but all I knew is that she, you know, she would tell me all the gossip and who was sleeping with who. She didn't really tell me what she was learning, but I did happen to be reading a book on the principles of Chinese medicine, yin and yang and qi. And none of it made sense to me, but I was driving down a street one day and before that, I thought to myself, well, maybe I just need to go to medical school and then I can talk about herbs and natural medicines and that kind of thing. I'm really glad I didn't do that because that wouldn't have been acceptable today.
Right. I was wondering. Then, I'm like,
Yeah. So now I'm driving down this street and this voice in my head, which I now know to be spirit, it was my higher wisdom, it was my inner guidance, right, said, go and stop at the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. And it was on this corner. And if I didn't turn right away, I would go down this long hill and there would be not really any easy way to come back. And I probably wouldn't have done that, right? So I turn and I park and I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know what I'm going to ask these people, right? But I'm walking up the stairs and I see this lovely woman sitting, Elaine, sitting behind this desk. I know her still today. And I just said, I didn't even know what to ask, but the prompt that came through me was, can I just look at your curriculum? She gives me this little kind of spiral notebook thing. And I sat down and I remember, Rosa, as if it was yesterday, that everything I was reading, my cells started dancing. It's like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for.
That,
you know,
so
all
cool.
The books I'd read and all the things I'd tried, you know. So I got myself enrolled, not right then, but I don't remember all the steps, but there were some steps. It took me about a year to get myself enrolled. And I can honestly say it was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. And it's like a whole world opened up. And I got to discover layers of life that I didn't even know existed. And one of the things that Chinese medicine has taught me and continues to teach me, because there's a word in Chinese medicine called qi. It could either be qi or chi, right? And it's just a Chinese word for, and it means energy or life force. And what I now know today is that energy and life force is everything. Like every particle and wave of our bodies, of our mind, that's just a more subtle, like our thoughts and our emotions are more subtle forms of qi than our arms and our legs and our organs, right? But the entire fabric of the universe is made up of this life force. And so I could go on, but maybe I should stop there if you have any other questions or thoughts, right?
No, I think it's amazing that, you know, I believe, I mean, I don't think you and I are special, right? In the sense of being
Agreed.
Able to listen to that, that inner voice that's guiding us. And we don't know why the heck it's guiding us. We don't know why we suddenly have the need to be at a certain place at a certain time when it has nothing really to do with what we're seeing, but yeah. We just listened. And I think that can happen to every one of us. We're
it
just not listening.
It is supposed to happen for everyone.
Yes.
Let me just be blunt. Now at this point, I'm 63. I'm like, it's my job to be in a relationship with that
yes.
life force, with that spirit, whatever we want to call it. You know, it's sacred. We can call it our higher self, higher wisdom, higher presence. You know, what else do people call it? The universe, mother, father, God. It doesn't matter. We're just supposed to be in a relationship with it. And, you know, one of my other hard lessons in life was I was in a relationship with a guy in my 30s, and it turns out I didn't even know this. I just knew it wasn't right. He was verbally abusive. And I would be telling, I had an older woman who was a friend of mine, and we would have tea or go out for lunch. And I'd be telling her, you know, some of the things that he did. And she said, you know, you're in a verbally abusive relationship. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she recommended this book, The Verbally Abusive Relationship. And I read it, and the first page said it all. You know, it's like, anything that demeans your spirit is verbal abuse. And I was like, oh my God. So I had to extricate myself out of that. And my reason for even bringing that up is because it taught me that cultivating relationship with harmony is one of the things we're supposed to do in life. And that the first place to start is to cultivate a relationship with this part of ourselves that permeates every cell of our being, that exists, you know, just a few feet above us and pours life force into us to beat our heart, pump our blood, digest our food, have words to have these conversations, right? And nobody teaches us this, right? So, and I think that religion tries to teach it, but there's some things that are held back. I grew up Catholic, and I remember when I was 8 years old sitting in one of the pews, and I was like, huh, why do I have to go in that little room and talk behind a screen to a man, and like, what's up with that? And
yes.
I was really pondering that. And what I heard is when you're older, you will fly free from this and discover more. And so I literally put myself on a path of spiritual understanding, whatever, discovery, whatever you want to call it, very early on. And it has served me exquisitely well. And that relationship is the most important. It makes all of our other relationships work better.
1,000%. And this is why I love bringing women on, because we all have a different way of explaining the exact same thing.
Agreed. Right?
I'm a little bit more disruptive, so I'm very much like drill sergeant in your face type of explanation.
Okay.
The way you explained it is so beautiful. So I know that some listeners are going to pick up everything you just dropped, which is everything, you know, I teach too, but it's just so different. And what I love about it is that it's true. Like, without the relationship with yourself, you cannot possibly understand how you're supposed to be loved, because you don't know what love means to you, because you've never loved yourself in that manner. So yeah. Whoever brings you a little bit of love, you might accept it, assuming that's the way it's supposed to be, right? You're never going to understand what it is to be respected or respect somebody else, because mm-hmm. you haven't embodied that. So mm-hmm. you getting to know yourself really well and just making that connection pretty much allows everything outside of you to unfold at your vibration level. You're no exactly. longer dropping to theirs. Now it's up to you, because you will immediately have non-negotiables. You will immediately not settle. You will immediately, because it doesn't resonate and you already know your values and you're pretty strongly set on them. Agreed. Not because you're being stubborn, but because you've discovered who you truly are. And one thing that I learned recently, and another way of explaining it is like, because I was talking on TikTok and they're like, give us examples on how to raise our vibration. So I give them an example of how I do it, right? So mm-hmm. what I do is I'll choose to engage all my senses. So if I'm like livid, I am not going to sit here and try to do positive affirmations, because
yeah,
my brain is yeah. like, yeah, uh-huh, who the heck are you fooling, yeah. right? It's like, yeah. bitch, please. So what I'll do is I'll put on some music and I'll start dancing. And automatically, once I start moving my body, I start smiling. So now I can listen. So now I can think about something else. So then now I can feed my brain or my
spirit or
something else. But it has to start with something that completely disconnects me from that anger or that rage or that disappointment or whatever it is that I'm feeling, right?
Yeah.
And I just learned that so that's me working to raise my vibration. So the biggest lesson last week was, we don't have to raise our vibration. We already are that vibration.
We already are.
But
because
we insist on living outside of ourselves and allowing all that crap on top of us, it's kind of like you have a lamp that's fully on, but you have a whole bunch of pieces, dirty clothes or clothes on top.
Exactly.
Right? And then move it. And I'm like, when I learned that, I'm like, that is so much less work than having to raise your vibration.
Yes, it's like rolling the boulder up a hill. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And do you know what you just said is so good? Because I have seen, you know, sometimes I just see energy, whether it's in myself or in another person. We have 70 trillion cells, and every mm-hmm. one of those cells is coded. There is a light, L-I-G-H-T, light force in every cell, and a blueprint for wholeness. But it's like there's a tarp. A dark cape or something over all of our cells, and we can't actually activate or get that life force out. Just like what you said about, you know, about the, I can't remember how you just said it now about
the light bulb with clothes on top or
the lamp
with clothes on top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you're 100% right. Everything we crave and we yearn for and we ache for, we already are it. The work is to just unpeel the onion, so to speak, or toss off the clothing on the lamp or the capes on the cells or whatever you want to call it.
Do a cleanup. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I also wanted to say something you were mentioning about love. This is another thing that Chinese medicine has taught me. So light is so this life force, of which every particle of the universe is this energy, it's light. Right? And light carries love. So that means the entire fabric of the universe is actually love. But sometimes it's hard to actually we're programmed. We drop into this matrix of life. It's already pre-programmed with not enough, you know, unloving, undeserving, you know,
guilt, shame.
Not enough. Yeah, guilt, shame. There's not enough anything, time, energy, money, you know, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this ceiling on love. And so what we're programmed is all this romantic love that our movies teach us mm-hmm. and, you know, and that we're not good enough. So why would I even try to love myself?
Patriarchy, kind of, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. 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 But when we connect to this part of ourselves and when we invite light into all of our bodies, which is another frigging fantastic way to raise our vibration, right? It's just imagine like a waterfall of light is filling our entire body. boom, vibration raised right there, 10 seconds, not more. But what I believe my job is, and I can be really fierce and or gentle about this.
Yes.
When you said you're like drill sergeant in your face, it's like, yeah, yes. I can do that too. But, you know, it's like, Grace has her own way, and I let her be part of this, you know, like I'm the vessel for that. And that, you know, there does tend to be less drill sergeant-y energy about that. But anyway, our job is to invite that light so that that love that's part of it, because this is yin yang, this is the alpha and the omega, the masculine and the feminine, you know, it cannot be separated, light and love. It's impossible for there to be separation. Then I get to learn. I get to break the ceiling. I get to break the glass ceiling on what love really is. It is so much more than what we think it is. And sometimes women will say, yeah, well, I'm loving myself. I'm getting manicures and I'm taking baths and I have nothing against those things. But it is that is so not what we're talking about.
Correct.
We're talking about breaking a ceiling and an energy and a feeling state that is so precious that it's beyond what we learn in the matrix, right? In the patriarchy. Yeah.
And not only that, but the way I like to explain it is, if I took away your manicure, if you couldn't take a bath, would you be able to get into that state regardless?
Bingo.
If I took away the lipstick, if I took away the hairdo, if I took away the heels, would you still feel beautiful? And would you still love who the hell you are? Would you be able to get into that state? Because if that's what you need to have a great day, then I hate to say this because I really don't like saying you're doing it wrong, but you're doing yourself a disservice because you're not really. Self-care is internal, not external. And of course, you know, a massage is beautiful. Why the hell not? But that's just additional. That's just kind of like
the
whipped cream on top, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's the extra whip, but it's the coffee that really, you know, exactly.
Yes, you are the container of it all. I have a question for you. And this right here, you're new to me. I know it's the first time I've met you, and I'm excited for, you know, having you here. But most of my listeners know I love to throw myself under the bus. So this one right here hit home. How does being healthy contribute to a thriving business? I already know, but I want you to talk about it because my business has had so many pit stops because I have Hashimoto's disease. And it keeps developing. I live in chronic pain. And that energy that you say for us to use, I tend to focus it on business because that's my priority. And I continuously forget that without my health, I'm going to end up falling again out of my business for 2-3 months again, and then I'm going to have to come right back. So please teach me something.
Okay.
Something that's going to stick.
Okay. So are you good with this idea of light?
Yes.
Okay. So here's why we can heal our body with light force. Because it's more powerful than anything. It's more powerful than imbalanced hormones. It's more powerful. In fact, the only reason, this is a tenet in Chinese medicine, the only reason we have pain is because there's a blockage of circulation through those areas. It could be a blockage of blood or lymph or qi or nerve. Qi being just life force, right?
Lymph for effect.
Mm-hmm. Say again.
Lymph, my lymphs are completely blocked for a fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if it were me in your shoes, Rosa, I would literally be inviting light into all of your lymph and see it like it's liquid light and it's flowing like a river in your lymph and direct it, like say, unblock my lymph nodes, fill my thyroid. I ask you, light, to please balance my thyroid hormones all day, every day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The key in these kinds of things is, let's just use pain as the example, is that we will do that. And then our mind is like, well, I still feel the pain. So this doesn't work. So forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But however long we've been focusing, kind of like you were talking about earlier about vibration, however long we've been focusing and steeped in pain and or an imbalance or a dis-ease, we have to kind of tip the scales. And we have to teach ourselves how to trust it. We have to teach ourselves how potent light is as a medicine, how personal this light medicine is for each of us. And what if having imbalances of whatever sort is one of our best ways of cultivating a trusting relationship with this life force, right? And it's so personal that it will go into, I had a bee sting once. A couple years ago, I was walking on the grass with my husband and barefoot, and I stepped on a bee. And, you know, I mean, most of us know what a bee sting feels like. I mean, at the bottom of my foot, pretty tender, pretty pain. I was like, wow, ow, 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 you know? And then I thought, huh, well, let me just direct light down there. And I've been playing with this for a long time. I've healed shoulders. I've healed, you know, all kinds of things. And I directed the light, and within less than 10 seconds, the pain was gone, and I never felt it again. And then my body just took over, you know, closing the sting hole or whatever, you know, whatever it does. I would start with smaller things that you have less attachment to and just play with it so that there, it doesn't feel like you're doing tug of war with whether it's working or not. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I think that idea of sending light through the lymph node, through the lymphs would work, because I cannot say I have pain in the lymphs, you know, like I have swollen feet, I have swollen knees, I have, you know, heavy shoulders, my throat has a bump, you know, but I cannot. So basically, I'm not focusing on the victimhood of the area. I am just seeing this, you know, this flow running through me so that it can start moving. So I think I can do that. And I hope that some of the listeners can find that as well, because if the lymphs move, then my inflammation will come down.
100%.
My feet will not be as swollen, and everything will just start feeling better. My energy will come back.
Yes, I'm pretty 100%. Lethargic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. The other thing that I would do, and I do is like when you do.
Sorry, I'm a child. I'm a child, people.
That's funny. that's cute. Is when something is getting my attention that is, you know, that is a problem that isn't resolved yet, you know, the pain or whatever, the bump, whatever, the heaviness, I try to turn my attention to the power of light, to the power of the source of life, which is stronger than anything. And I just let myself remember that. I say to myself, okay, so this energy is stronger, more powerful, more balanced, more whole, you know, more perfectly functioning than this thing that is temporarily getting my attention. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if we don't do that, then we're going to constantly be seduced by the problem.
I do. And right now I'm going to share what happened earlier. And this is something that happens to me every single day. And this is how we know we take things for granted. Just getting in the shower and coming out, standing up straight, it's difficult for me because I have muscle spasms on my lower back. And if I get those muscle spasms, it goes to my glutes, it goes to my hamstrings, and then I end up almost bent down, right? So I remember right now I had a conversation with my buddies, like, come on, we can do this. We have to work together. Let's do it. Come on, you're stronger than this. But I don't know if that is the right way to talk to my body or not, but I'm over here like, you help me, I help you. Come on, let's get out of the shower. And I literally have these conversations with myself and my body when I'm in the shower, just so we can make it out of the shower without falling.
Well, if, I mean, that sounds like a pep talk, which there's nothing wrong with. I would elevate the pep talk to include like more light than you have the ability to actually see.
Especially at that moment, right?
At that moment. Like, we're talking, this work is breath by breath. Everything we're talking about is breath by breath. The other thing I would bring in, if I were you, Rosa, is when you're feeling a little more comfortable in your body, and maybe you're in a resting state, or maybe it's right before you go to sleep. In fact, it's really good to do this before you go to sleep. Envision your body. Envision yourself getting out of the shower and every morning being able to stand up a little taller without the spasms in the back. Feel your back when you don't feel spasms and go, oh yeah, that's the way I want my body to feel when I'm getting out of the shower. You know, like put it into other, when you have it feeling good, then overlay it into places where, you know, in your mind's eye, right? In your imagination, where you want to feel that more restful, non-painful state, you know, when you know you are feeling it, like getting out of the
shower. I like that because I'm gonna throw this out there. This is how your subconscious works, right? And this is for everybody listening, including myself. Every time I'm about to go take a shower, I dread it. I already know
you,
what
you
I'm
contract.
About to. Yes,
right.
I already
you
know what
know
I'm
what
about
it's
to face.
Be about.
So my body is almost like holding on for dear life because I'm about to
yep.
put him through torture according to me. So
yes.
yes, I have to disassociate from that. And yeah, you're absolutely right. I can see the pattern of why this is a struggle every single day.
Yes. And you can envision just when you're peeing or when you're chopping a vegetable or you're, mm-hmm. you know, when you're doing something that has sort of like a Zen element to it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
envision yourself feeling grateful instead of contract going to get your shower. Oh, I'm so grateful for my body. My body now is really good with shower, whatever. Set it up. Set it up. This is our job.
Yes.
Nobody teaches us to envision, but if
nope.
we don't use that capacity in our mental capacity, we are selling ourselves so short.
Yes. And I invite all the audience to analyze what area of your life do you always contract to? Because I didn't know until right now, like,
yeah,
and I teach
yeah.
this stuff, but I teach it for other areas, right? And there is so
yes.
many different ways that we sabotage ourselves and we don't even realize it.
Yeah. And I would love to say it feels like sabotage. It feels like, you know, there's this sort of unconscious programming that runs through humanity,
correct.
Which is I am irreparably broken and wounded. And it's a fucking lie.
Thank you.
I hope
Thank
it's okay
you.
If I say it. You can no, edit
no, it's
that
perfectly
out if you
fine.
Want.
This
yeah.
is about fierce women. Talk like however the heck you want.
Yeah. We are not broken. We've already established that earlier in our conversation. And we are nothing but whole. And so we need to start wielding that life force for ourselves, right? Like if we don't, nobody will. And we can't buy into the programming. We have to unhook from it and say, okay, so what's real here? And I'm also going to say blatantly, we can't unhook from the program of broken and unwhole and unworthy and all that and find our way to the center of wholeness without our higher presence. We cannot
yes.
do it. Our mind does not know how. If she did, she would have done it by now. It is not her job. All her job is to do is to keep us safe and protected. And that's a very limited, you know, job description, and everything else is in the realm and the purview of our higher presence. And our higher presence is, by the way, 100% light.
And this is why, you know, I know that there has been an explosion out there of healers and coaches and gurus and all of that stuff. And a lot of people are sick and tired of seeing them because, you know, they feel like, oh, don't sell me healing because you're just trying to, you know, to cater to my pains. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, because at the end of the day, you know, we can only heal at the level of our perception. At the level of our own perspective. And sometimes you need to surround yourself, whether it's a coach, a healer, or friends, or circle, or whatever, you need to surround yourself with different perspective, different levels of thinking. And it doesn't mean you're just going out there to be, what's it called, manipulated into something different, but just so you can see and learn from different people and see what it is that is going to work for you. Like I said,
yeah.
you know, I
yeah.
teach my own thing, very, very similar, but I just learned something from you.
Yeah.
You know?
And the key is don't give up your agency and don't give up your
of
sovereignty.
Course. Of course.
Stay in that center. And then your wisdom will say, this person is good for you.
Yes.
This book is good for you. You don't need to spend time with this.
This strategy is
going to
work for us.
Right?
Yes.
Like if we leave that center point of guidance, then we are lost.
Yes.
But if we stick with it, it will give us exactly what we need for
yeah.
the moment.
But some women, and I'm going to say women because this is listened by a lot of women,
yeah.
but some people really, they're not even connected to that. They're
no,
not even
the
at that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my whole point. The place to start is by cultivating that relationship with
yes.
yourself. And never leaving it, and you're going to. That's just the way the practice goes. We trip and fall. We get up. We
mm-hmm.
disconnect. We connect. We disconnect less and less. And then, you know, but we still. I mean, I still disconnect, but I do it a heck of a lot less than I did 35,
yes.
45 years ago. Right?
Yes. Yes
and
yes.
it's good. I can tell you, on the side of the fence where connection reigns, it is good. You know,
yes.
like it's the number one. Priority or the number one thing to tend, in my opinion, more than anything else, because once this is tended and continue to, you know, be held in connection, everything else is better.
I love it. And I think you had a freebie for our audience, right?
I
think you sent me over. Tell me about that freebie.
Well, it's exactly what we're talking about. It's a little mini class, and I created it because the conversation we're having got frustrating for me because people weren't knowing where to start. Like, okay, well, this is great, but what do I do? But I can't tell someone it in 5 minutes, right?
Correct.
So it's a mini class, and it builds on each other. It's like 15, 20 minute videos. It's worth every moment of your time. Listen to it on 1.5 speed if you want, so you can get through it faster. But it's the power of grounding, the power of connecting, the power of being embodied and inviting that light into your body, the power of breath, and the power of presence and purpose. All of that is foundational. So whether someone is farther down their spiritual path, I've just noticed over the years that this foundational piece is sort of forgotten. And if you're new to your unfolding and your awakening and your consciousness cultivating, then this is the place to start. It's foundational. And so the free mini class will teach you, and it's, what's the word when it's not like, it doesn't have a particular flavor. It's universal to all paths, you know, whether you're spiritual, religious, whatever, it's universal to all of that. And it will give you the practice to come home to yourself with a capital S.
I love it. I love it. And I am going to take advantage of that. By the way, can I use your freebie?
Of course. I want every human being. Here's what I know. If every human being had this freebie, it's why I'm so passionate about, you know, babbling on all these podcasts, is that the world would be a different place. The world is only a projection of our internal experiences. We have division because we're divided between head and heart. You know, we have a confusion between the masculine and the feminine because we haven't tended to our own masculine and feminine harmony.
Right? Yeah, we think it's two different things, right?
Yeah. So the call is for each of us to tend just our own. We don't need to run out and start nonprofits and do all the fixing. That if we're doing that from a place of disconnection, it doesn't give people much, right? But when we do it from a place of connection, well, now we're talking, right? So if more people in the world would do what this freebie will give those who listen, and you, Rosa, then the world would almost turn on a dime from hate to peace, from war to, you know, to harmony. It's like,
yes,
it's a big deal.
We're collective energy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So just make sure you write this down. Please go to fiercewomanradio.com. I had to think about that. Fiercewomanradio.com. I usually give my other link, but I'm just going to send them straight to this.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to click on each one of our episodes and claim the freebies that my amazing guests have for you. But before we leave today, Lori, I want to ask you the three questions I love to ask my guests. Are you ready?
Yeah,
all right. So number one, what advice would you give your younger self?
The advice I would give my younger self is take a breath and trust life.
I love it. Number two, what myth would you like to bust today?
I would go back to that myth that the fact that we're unlovable, undeserving, not enough, broken is a fucking lie.
I love it. And last but not least, if I handed you a magic wand, what would you use it for?
I would, on it, literally, I would tap every person's head and heart and fill it with light and have them be willing to get the freebie. Because then they could teach themselves what we've been talking about. The thing is we're on a planet of free will. So every human has to choose and decide and, you know, make those choices all day long in choices that serve them rather than not serve them. Right. So there isn't any like magic thing that's going to happen where we're going to, I mean, if I had a magic wand, that's what I would do. I would dump like a huge like cauldron of light into everybody, into everyone's brains, bodies, and lives. And then we would be magically at a place that we're trying to move ourselves to as we awaken and as we are moving ourselves onto a new earth. That's a whole other consciousness conversation. But we each have to do our part. So
correct. And I think I'm gonna add a little bit.
If okay,
I
do.
I know, yeah. I know it's your magic wand, but you know, I gave it to you, so I'm gonna jump in.
We can share. Yeah.
But I think I also want to leave this out there. She said, and you're right, Lori, you have to choose. And it's your right to choose, and it's your power to choose. But I think what we forget is that not choosing is also a choice.
100%. Well said.
So just remember that.
Yeah.
So without, do you have anything else before we close, Miss Lori?
No, I just thank you for the work you're doing. And that I think I could talk till midnight, but I think we're good.
No, me too. So that's why I always have to be like keeping an eye on it, because I want to make sure these are short, sweet, and to the point, and they get the most value of it all. So thank you all for listening. Please make sure you share this podcast with everybody that you love, and maybe everybody that you don't love too, so that they can start, you know, resonating at a higher vibration as well. Don't forget to go to fiercewomanradio.com to check out all of our podcasts and all of the amazing gifts these amazing fierce women have for you. Other than that, we will see you next week. How do I stop recording? Hey gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.